It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Are you looking for a book that could be described as laugh-out-loud funny? Our reviewer, Richard Sallow, has found the book for you. It's a collection of creative essays that covers everything from vacations to falling in love. Talented author David Sedaris calls this book perfectly relentlessly funny. Hear more about what our reviewer had to say about this perfect summer read.
Sometimes I find a book simply by its cover and the title standing out on the shelf at a bookstore. This was the case with Sloane Crosley's first book, I Was Told There'd Be Cake. After reading it, I made sure to stay up to date on what Crosley was publishing. Her second collection of essays came out just this year. It's titled, How Did You Get This Number? The book finds humor in Crosley's day-to-day life as a 20-something professional in New York City. And the book also describes her various trips around the world, whether it is befriending amateur Portuguese circus clowns, detailing the lives of family pets, or running into a childhood best friend while in a New York City bathroom, this collection doesn't disappoint. What I really like about the collection is that Crosley's descriptions are unique. While many people have had childhood pets or strange encounters on vacation, Crosley is able to find the humor in these events to keep you amused and wanting to read on. For example, she doesn't just explain how she met some entertainers in Lisbon, she shares with us the fun and confusion of sharing a drink with strangers while attempting to overcome a language barrier with pictures. And I have to say, these essays have helped me find the humor in the little things we all encounter in life. Something I find that stands out in all of the essays are the details Crosley chooses to share, not only about the experiences, but about herself. At one point she writes, "By the time I was old enough to go to the bathroom on my own, I was just like every other kid, maybe a little bright, but nothing to necessitate a lampshade." And she adds, "I also wet my bed, once mistook a wax candle for candy, and habitually banged my head so hard against the wall while I slept that my father installed padding. I was out of the woods." It is those kinds of details that will leave you laughing and asking for more with every page, wondering what could possibly happen next to this prominent literary publicist. Throughout the collection, one finds a recurring idea. While we all encounter ordinary events in life, it all comes down to how we look at the world around us. This has become something I try to focus on in my daily life. While I may just be one student among many, I know that if I look at everything the right way, I may just find I have a pretty interesting life after all.
That book is How Did You Get This Number? By Sloane Crosley, published by Riverhead Books. Our reviewer, Richard Sallow, reviewed this book at the end of last year. At that time, he was a senior English major at Penn State University. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. That's your bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Craig Johnson.